Protect your neck, fools, because the Answer of the Week podcast is back. Every week, my main man, Joe Patrick, puts the question of the week up on our Faces book and our website. And then you write in with your Twitters and your Facebook posts, and you call us at our direct line, 402-819-4894. That number again is 402-819-4894. That's the Ziggurat direct phone where you can leave us a message, or you can hit us on Skype at Two-Headed Nerd. Joe Patrick, first of all, what do we ask these nerds this week?
This week's question was, what classic creative team would you like to see reunite? And what book would you like to see them reunite for?
Good question. Yeah. I think I say that every week, though.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think I've ever been like, that's a terrible question.
Yeah, because you normally yell at me when
Why
it's a terrible
question.
Why did
we do that? That's true. That's true.
You yell at me privately.
Let's go to the Twitters first, or do you want to
sure.
go to Facebook?
Sure, I got the Twitters ready
Let's
to
do
go.
The Twitters, what are they saying?
Alan White, whose name I know, he'll understand.
You know his name?
I do know his name. He writes in. He writes in with a lot of caps. He's very excited.
So scream it. That's what we do. If it's all caps, we yell.
John Byrne and Terry Austin on the Fantastic Four right now. Right now.
Whoa, that's intense.
He was excited.
I like old school John Byrne FF. I don't know if I would like new school John Byrne FF.
Yeah, but you know, it's always fun to see. Like whenever I see John Byrne draw Superman or the X-Men, I get a little charged.
I remember. Yeah, I still look at it and I go, oh, man, back in the
but
day.
But see, now, new school John Byrne inks himself. John Byrne and Terry Austin is a whole nother thing.
True.
Oh, that, you know what, Alan? Good suggestion.
They were solid. Definitely a solid team.
Good suggestion. Calm down. Paul Lightfoot. Welcome aboard, Paul.
Welcome aboard, Lightfoot.
Says.
I assume he's Navajo.
Okay.
By the way, Star Wars just translated in Navajo.
That's great.
This week.
Good job.
It's going to premiere July 4th.
Wow. Yeah. It's about time.
Navajo Star Wars.
He writes, Jim Lee and Frank Miller back on All-Star Batman to finish the damn thing. You know what, Paul? Welcome aboard. I'd never want to see that book again.
Yeah, I could really give a crap, but I do understand wanting to see a story finished.
Just to see it come
that.
To like some kind of closure.
Yeah, I get that.
I want to see it come back only if the goddamn Batman gets blown away in a hail of gunfire at the end.
Right. Or that retard Robin chokes him to death or something.
Right, like he's had enough.
Around his throat, you know, and just like grabs onto his ankle and cuts off the goddamn Batman's air.
Our pals at the Long Box Graveyard, welcome aboard.
By the way, in case before people start hitting us with emails, the
Batman calls him a retard.
Batman calls him a retard. I did not. I'm yes. not like.
He says, what are you, retarded?
Yeah. Like, that was Frank Miller, not me.
Okay. Long Box Graveyard says Byrne and Claremont on Iron Fist.
Long Box Graveyard started following me on Twitter this week.
Hey.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sorry, fellas.
Good luck with that.
What do you suggest?
Iron Fist by Chris Claremont and John Byrne.
Man, lots of John Byrne
love. That's a deep cut, because that's what they worked on together before X-Men.
True that. Lots of John Byrne love.
You know what? I love John Byrne. I don't care.
I know you
do. I don't care who knows
it. I know you yell it every week.
I do. Mason Radcliffe writes in, welcome aboard, Mason. That's three in a row.
Welcome aboard, Mason.
Welcome aboard.
That's three in a row.
That's three in a row. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, because there's a fourth.
Oh, my God.
Mason says, Brian Michael Bendis and Michael Gatos on Alias. It was so awesome, but too short.
I agree. Totally agree.
I love that book, Alias, and Marvel has not known what to do with Jessica Jones since
yeah.
they brought her into the mainstream.
They really
Marvel
haven't,
universe.
Other than like distressed mom.
Yeah, and now she barely appears. I'll be like, I'm yeah. sad about no Jessica Jones in my Marvel comics.
It kind of blows my mind that Bendis didn't do more with that, because he loved that damn character.
Yeah, and they made this big hullabaloo about how they were going to add her as an actual member of the new Avengers.
Yeah, she was,
and I don't remember that going anywhere.
It happened. She was there for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Meh. Bob Burmer. Mason, good answer, though. I'd love to see Jessica back. Sam Marks, welcome aboard, Sam.
Welcome aboard. This is great.
Claremont and Sienkiewicz on Fantastic Four. Well, he writes FF. I assume he means Fantastic Four.
Well, yeah.
But maybe he means Future Foundation.
I kind of doubt it.
That would imagine the like balls out trippy nonsense of a Bill Sienkiewicz.
So we've got four check marks for John Byrne and two check marks for Chris Claremont.
So far.
I'm gonna start keeping track of this, and at the end we're gonna announce who won.
Well, from here it's gonna get way splintered, so don't get crazy.
Well, still. I mean, you know, it'll be fun. Okay, so Claremont has two, and Byrne has two.
That's right.
Moving right along.
Dwight Lewis says, not sure if it counts, but I'm still waiting on Captain America White from Tim Sale and Jeff Loeb, or something else awesome from them.
Don't hold your breath.
Don't hold your breath. I would like another good story from Loeb and White, or Loeb and Sale.
There you go.
But, yeah, we'll
That's an excellent team to talk about later.
Here's where things get interesting. Tom Barnett, welcome aboard, Tom. Claremont and Paul Smith on anything.
Let me do it too. Welcome aboard, Tom. There's another Claremont.
That's right. Claremont is in the lead.
Claremont leaps ahead of John Byrne.
Yes, by one. By one vote.
That counts.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
Victor Von Zoom chimes in saying, I was about to type the exact same thing, which means that's two votes for Paul Smith, tying him with John Byrne.
Oh, my God.
And four votes for Claremont.
This is getting real interesting all of a sudden. You said this wasn't going to be any fun.
And then Victor Von Zoom and Tom Barnett have an adorable little Twitter play date. It's really cute.
Aww.
New BFFs for
bringing
life.
Nerds together. Bear, the crowd will always talk and stare. I feel exactly those feelings too. And that's why I keep them inside. Cause this bear can't bear the world's disdain. And sometimes it's easier to hide than explain. Our guy love, that's all it is. Guy love, he's mine, I'm his. There's nothing gay about it in our eyes. Oh, faded out there. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. That's for
it's Victor Von Zoom and New Mutant.
It's for Vic and New Mutant. That was adorable.
That's right. Moving over to Facebook, our first response comes from Wooter Lammers. Who says...
Welcome back, Wooter. I love you.
Welcome back. Warren Ellis and John Cassidy, with Laura Martin, of course, on something outrageously sci-fi.
I like that he called out Laura Martin, too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
She was a rad colorist.
That's right. I'd love to see Warren Ellis and John Cassidy reunite.
I'd love more planetary.
Yeah.
I would take more global frequency.
Would I like more planetary? I'd love more global frequency.
Oh, man. I would take way more planetary. Definitely.
I mean, I feel like it kind of came to a conclusion.
Yeah, but there's no reason why they couldn't do more.
I suppose.
Go back.
But definitely global frequency should continue. Yeah, that book can continue forever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're all just one-off issues.
It should be running now.
Our buddy Sweetloaf says, Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale. That's another vote for Loeb and Sale.
It's another Loeb. So that's two Loeb, two Sale.
Harvey Locust writes in saying, I know someone will say Claremont and Byrne. So I've got to go with Claremont and Alan Davis.
Jesus Christ, Claremont is killing.
And have them go back to the cross-time caper like Claremont did with X-Men Forever.
Oh my God, it lasted forever.
He's talking about
Excalibur.
He's talking about X-Men Forever, where they brought Claremont back to do, like, what if Claremont never left the X-Men? Here you go. And Wolverine died.
And Kitty was running around with one claw.
With a claw.
God, that was dumb.
Listen, some people liked it.
I'm not saying that you are dumb, sir. I'm saying that story was dumb.
I'm not sure.
I appreciate your downloads.
He does say he'd like them to take their time with it because X-Men Forever didn't last too long. Forever was just coming out too fast for me to keep up. And hey, I love Alan Davis.
You didn't miss much. I love Alan Davis too.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Stop it.
Everything, I feel like I've seen everything Alan Davis is ever going to be able to draw.
I do. I feel like he draws the same pose over and over and over again, which is like, it's a Scarlet Witch. No, it's Rogue. No, it's, you know. Like,
you've never been more wrong.
Oh, please.
Shane Vanek says, I want an Inhumans book with Rick Remender and Jerome Opeña. Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Wow, I'd take it.
A million times yes.
Yeah, I'd take it.
Excellent answer, Shane. Stephen Dowell. Stephen, I'm giving you a welcome aboard. Even though I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I think that's a welcome aboard.
All right. Kurt Busiek and George Perez on Thor. Gray and Paul Miatti with Amanda Connor on Spider-Man.
Ooh.
I like both of those.
Ooh.
I like both of those.
Yeah.
I especially like Busiek and Perez on Thor. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, they could whoop some ass there, certainly.
Fun. John Boucher says, I'd like to see Grant Morrison get back together with his Arkham Asylum artist, Dave McKean, to do an ongoing or maxi series in which each issue takes a deep look into the mind of a different DC villain. Anyone from Darkseid to Captain Cold. Nobody does madness like those two. Also, this might be a bit out of the parameters of the question, but I would love for Bruce Timm and Paul Dini to get back together again and crank out one more original animated Batman film in the vein of Mask of the Phantasm.
I'll take more of whatever those two want to do.
The DC animated films of late have been fun but forgettable, and when those two work together, they create masterpieces. I can't disagree with anything he just said.
Totally agree. There's a new DC one that just came out like last week, right?
Yeah, Superman Unbound, the adaptation of the Brainiac story from Jeff Johns.
That's right. I want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see it too. But like, I think it's like the last thing Bruce Timm had anything to do with.
Yeah, this was his final thing.
And then the next movie is Flashpoint, which probably means that every DC movie after that will be New 52 style.
Yuck!
I know. John, I like that answer, though. Grant Morrison and Dave McKean doing some crazy villain stuff.
They're easily the two craziest people in comics.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I don't know if we'd be able to read it.
Oh, man. Here it comes. Stephen Kohler writes, Chris Claremont and Jim Lee.
Jesus Christ, Claremont. He's murdering.
Stephen says, finally do another story with The Huntsman. The Huntsman was Claremont's original creation introduced in Wildcats.
Oh, I remember The Huntsman. Yes.
I figured you'd appreciate that.
I totally remember The Huntsman. Jim Lee created him, and there really wasn't much to him. He had a staff. He wore like a skin-tight kind of black outfit. He had black hair. I think he was around for two or three issues, and then
gone. He was The Huntsman.
He was The Huntsman, all right.
Jason Dassenbrock, co-owner of Legend Comics and Coffee, says Chris Claremont and John Byrne for sure.
Crying out loud.
Now, that is another vote for Byrne, to be sure.
I got them both.
He also wants them back together on Iron Fist. Man, those guys love their classic Iron Fist.
Apparently.
I've never read any early Iron Fist.
I have. Forgettable. I got the first appearance of Sabretooth right over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there.
There it is. Wade Lyles writes in with a couple of answers. He wants to see Joshua Hale, Fiolkov, and Andrea Sorrentino reunite for more iVampire stories.
I do too, because those were great.
And he wants a Paul Jenkins and Jay Lee maxi series about the Heroes for Hire.
Wow.
I don't know if Jay Lee is the right artist for that book, Wade. I think
that will be the only vote that we have for
Paul Jenkins. Paul Jenkins and Jay Lee's Inhumans maxi series is a wonderful.
Their first Century miniseries.
Yeah, Century is great too.
I've got a page of that I own. It's right behind me. It's
on the show off.
It's over here.
Nobody cares.
Behind me. I own a page of that.
Show off.
Don't break into my house.
Now, I do not know if Camarillo Brillo called in or not because he claimed to have trouble pronouncing Sienkiewicz.
Okay, I think this guy has a problem using technology, period. Can't use Skype. Can't figure out how the damn phone works. Come on, Brillo. Come on, man.
Well, he was just embarrassed because he didn't want to mispronounce Sienkiewicz, so he typed it instead. So his vote is for Sienkiewicz and Chris Claremont.
We mispronounce things for a living on this show.
And we have a fun game that we play. It makes for fun radio.
Yeah, it's fun.
He says, the Demon Bear saga was terrifying and made me root for mutants I hadn't really felt invested in.
That was Claremont and who?
Bill Sienkiewicz.
Okay, so that's one for Sienkiewicz.
And another for Claremont.
He's already, this is ridiculous. He's leaving the other horses in the dirt. You should see how I just spelled Sienkiewicz. Actually, it might be right.
I doubt it.
It just looks weird.
Sienkiewicz.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I did. Wow.
Sean Robinson says, Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale. And I want them to do that damn Captain America story that was promised us. But how about carrying on the color theme in Marvel with Punisher Red or Iron Man Gold or hell? How about another epic Batman story? But that's another vote for Loeb and Sale.
Okay.
John Luttrell writes. John is our buddy from Burnt Wieners, occasional Two-Headed Nerd guest host. I was going to say Hogan and Savage as one team and Akeem and Big Boss Man and get this amazing showdown of Mega Powers versus Twin Towers. Then I realized that three of the four of them are dead.
It's true.
And the only one alive is the biggest piece of shit in wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Back up. Hulk Hogan is not the biggest piece of shit in wrestling.
Yeah. So then I got to say, Vaughn and Guerra, and they need to make a comic book about Iranian soap opera stars on the run from the Iranian government.
Wow.
I am not kidding. Of course, he's talking about Brian K. Period Vaughn and Pia Guerra, creative team of Why the Last Man.
And old school wrestling.
And yeah, well, if you didn't get that part about wrestling, I love that.
A lot of levels to that one.
Our friends at Foreign Matter Comic say Claremont and Miller on Wolverine.
Good God. This is getting ridiculous.
Why? Because the movie's coming out. Wolverine's original mini is on that best comics, is one of the best comic stories Marvel has ever produced.
Totally agree.
It has humanity, character, plot, stakes, and Wolverine gets the shit kicked out of him by a guy with a wooden sword.
True.
Yes, a wooden sword, because this was before the character could be atomized and be revived by the DNA off the tip of his cigar.
Good point.
Yeah.
Although Frank Miller draws with his feet now, so I don't think I'd like to see it. And he's usually drunk when he's drawing with his feet, too. So it's not even quality feet drawing.
Chris Claremont, man.
Killing it. He's murdering.
He is.
I'm not even going to tell you how many votes he has yet. I want you to be shocked when we're done.
Ryan Mount writes in saying Mark Waid and Walt Simonson, who just did the 3 issues of Hulk.
Finally, somebody fucking mentions Mark Waid. Jesus.
I know.
That took too long.
He wants to see Waid and Simonson take on the Fantastic Four, which is great because both have had storied runs on the book. Or Ellis and Immonen on the Fantastic Four, the creative team of the next wave.
It's 2 for Warren Ellis.
I would love to capture the lightheartedness and action-adventure into the big world of the Fantastic Four. That's a great answer.
That's a really good answer.
I think Warren Ellis would write a really great Fantastic Four, but I also feel like it would be really dark.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I think it might be too dark for Fantastic Four.
For me, the Fantastic Four has to have that lighthearted like family.
Now, I would love to see Warren Ellis write Doctor Doom.
Oh, yeah.
I would love Warren Ellis, Doctor Doom.
Oh, Ryan comes back and says, sorry, Fraction fans, the current book is not doing it for me.
You know what? I'm not going to say it's not doing it for me.
I've caught up on it, and I really like it.
I like it. I'm not going to say it's not doing it for me. I like it. It's nowhere near as high on my list as where Hickman's was.
Well, no, I'll give you that.
Yeah, and maybe that's it. Maybe it's just the switch. I'm not using
it. Yeah. Ryan says, although I do love Fraction and Allred on FF, which I agree is magical.
Warren Ellis wrote Doom 2099. I forgot.
He did.
That's right.
Brian Domingos writes, Vertigo is in need of new projects, and my dream of dreams is to finally see Ennis and Dylan's City Lights, which I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
I think it's also time for Ellis and Robertson to get back together. I wasn't crazy about the boys, but Happy showed that Robertson still has the goods. Maybe a spy book, something quote-unquote real life, no capes. Of course, he's talking about Garth Ennis and Steve Dillon and Warren Ellis and Derek Robertson.
Yes.
Both teams very famous for long runs on iconic Vertigo titles, Preacher and Transmetropolitan. Wonderful answer.
Great, great answer.
Wonderful answer.
Yeah, very good.
Ethan Johnson says, I don't know if it's quote-unquote classic enough. You guys need to get over that whole
thing. Yeah, no such thing. Whatever is classic.
If they're well known for working together, that's what it means.
Classic could have come out last week.
But he wants to see Abnett and Lanning and Paul Pelletier in Green Lantern Corps.
Oh. Oh. I like that idea.
Oh. Runner up, Mark Waid and anyone really Superman.
There's another vote for Waid. That's good. I want him to do better. But Abnett Lanning, Green Lantern Corps, bam.
Bam.
Oh, man.
I'd be all up on it.
Oh.
And finally, for Facebook, Buzzy Brown Brennan. I don't know if you'd consider them a classic creative team. Again, we just addressed that. But I'd love to see Alan Moore and Brian Bolland doing a story about someone else from Batman's Rogues Gallery. There are plenty of villains that have yet to appear in the New 52. Though I don't think we'll ever see another DC book coming from Moore.
Aside from a man can still dream. Yeah, aside from a serious brain injury, I don't think you'll ever see anything that forces him back to DC. And his brain is probably already seriously injured. So.
That is really great, though. I mean, that's a great answer. It's kind of shocking that Boland and Moore didn't like go on to do more stuff together.
Yeah. It's too bad.
Killing joke.
Ah, yeah.
Man.
I can only imagine that there was just some weird personal BS behind it.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's all you can do because that's what you do.
That's what I do.
That's your function on this show is to create controversy where none exists.
It's called ratings, Joe.
Where there's no reason to believe that there's anything untoward happening.
Why don't you call me back when you've worked in the news world for 50 years?
Oh, please, journalist.
Let's go to the Google Voice and see who called us this week.
Joe, Drill Podcast partner Keith Silva calling in the answer of the week. Before I give my answer, I just want to say the new guy. Mark? Matthias? Max?
Matthias.
You hang in there, buddy. You're getting better at this thing. You'll do fine. You'll have the kind of chemistry that Joe and I had on the most downloaded THN episode ever in my head. Anyhow, answer of the week, classic teams reuniting. Going to go Miller and Mazzucchelli. Love to see those guys doing some BPRD or maybe in the Hellboy universe. I thought that would be kind of cool. Mazzucchelli kind of has that style that I think would fit well, and Miller could do some crazy, non-crazy stuff. Going to go Jack and Stan, of course. Love to see Jack Kirby and Stan Lee coming back. How about Profit for them? I know it's a little scary for you, Joe, and I think Tim reads it, but I think that would be awesome. Big space adventure with Stan Lee, Jack Kirby, Profit. That would be great. And last but not least, close to my heart, going to go with Eastman and Laird. How about Eastman and Laird doing some Adventure Time? I thought that would be kind of neat. They'd have a good spin on that world. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Really appreciated it. Stan, Mark, Tim, new guy, whatever, you hang in there, pal. You keep reaching for the stars. You'll get there someday. Thanks a lot, guys.
Another cursed member of the Legion of Not Matt Bombs.
Keith Silva, your sworn enemy.
Calling in to talk some shit, but I like it. Eastman and Laird on Adventure Time?
Yeah, that would be nuts.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Frank Miller, whatever, but David Mazzucchelli drawing BPRD?
If I could pluck Frank Miller from 1986 and, you know, and like remove him from time and have him do it, yes.
That's a good answer. That's a very intriguing answer.
That's a great answer.
And really, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, together, they generated so much. They generated more ideas in the number of years they were together than most creators do in a lifetime.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, man. But on Profit.
Moving right along.
Oh, my God.
Yo, bros. This whole creator thing, this is an easy one for me. I would love to see Roy Thomas and Barry Windsor Smith do some sort of Conan story. It could be a one-shot. It doesn't matter. But I'd love to see the Dream Team back together doing the Barbarian. Bam!
That was our very own Wooly Toots with some Conan love. Roy Thomas, BWS, both still alive.
Both still alive.
Both still alive.
That, as far as we know.
Where's Barry Windsor Smith? Where did that guy go?
I don't know where Barry Windsor Smith
vanished.
He vanished.
Man, I wish I could just read what Google thinks this message says. It starts off with, hey to Rendar at this, Shauna calling. So I think this is our first female calling.
It's Shaunix. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's Shaunix. God damn it.
Hey, Two-Headed Nerd. This is Shaunix calling in with the question of the week. I used the Google phone because I got snubbed last week with the Skype. You guys might just be snubbing me, being jerks. Or maybe I might not even leave an answer because it's kind of a cheat. Because these guys aren't really classic, but they aren't doing anything anymore, and I loved them when they were around. That would have been Craig Kyle and Christopher Yost. I loved when they were working on New X-Men after they dropped Academy X and they killed a bunch of kids, and it just got really dark and twisted, but still had that feel of an X-Men book and a New Mutant book. But I would love to see Kyle and Yost with Paco Medina, who's not really a classic either, but he's good. Have them work on a New Mutants book and actually have them say, fuck you to Cyclops and fuck you to Wolverine, and actually be mutants and be out there and actually be working. Kind of like X-Factor is now, but X-Factor in the past as well, back in the old days. But I'm really looking forward to Paco Medina. He's going to be working with Zeb Wells on Nova. I'm all for that. I can't wait for that to happen. Great question, guys. I know I kind of cheated, but I miss Kyle and Yost. I thought they were a fantastic team on those books. Great answer. Love listening to you. Thanks, guys.
Okay, it's not cheating. It's totally fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic is by your definition. That's all.
It's just if they're famous for working together, that's, you know.
Excellent answer, though. I'm sorry we snubbed you last week on Skype. I didn't see anything. I checked it.
I don't know if he means we didn't play it or if he just wasn't able to leave a message, because usually that's the case.
Or maybe he called in late.
Maybe we forgot to check and we snubbed him. But you don't see Craig Kyle anymore. You see Chris Yost writing books, but Craig Kyle stopped writing comics.
Where did he go?
I mean, I know that they both came from animation, and so maybe Craig Kyle is all up in the Marvel animation stuff. I know that his name was all over Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes. That show is now canceled.
Ha ha! I got nothing from you last week, Shonix. Eat it.
I'm sorry. I apologize Sean.
Sorry.
He's broken inside. And
I like
all
him.
He has,
I like
really.
Sean just fine. He calls in every week. We appreciate it.
But I think that's a great answer. I love that run of New X-Men, Sean. I love it.
I do too.
And I didn't read that Academy X stuff. I wasn't into it when it was called New Mutants and Christina Weir and whoever, Nunzio DePhillips were writing it. I didn't care about that book at all until,
you know what,
Kyle and Yost came on.
I didn't hate that run. I actually kind of liked that run. It wasn't bad. And speaking of another two people who are gone.
I'm sure that they're still around. Like, they do a lot of indie stuff. They do a lot of Oni books.
Do they?
Yeah.
Man,
that's where they came from.
Okay. Fair.
So, but yeah, that's a great answer, Sean. Thanks for calling. Sorry Skype is such a bizzo.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Definitely, if you're going to call, the Google Voice number works better. We're holding on to the Skype in case our international peeps want to call us. That about does it for your guys' answers. Joe Patrick, what about you? I know you got some creators you'd like to see get back together and do some stuff.
Yeah, you know, a lot of mine got called already. It's kind of a hard question for me because I love all those runs, but I have a hard time with, I kind of subscribe to the philosophy you can't go home again.
No, it's true.
And like Mark Waid tried to go back to The Flash, and it was bad. I mean, I'm really sorry, but it was bad.
Yeah, it just wasn't great.
And like that guy's run, I hold above almost all others on any other book.
I do love that run.
I would love to see Busiek and Perez reunite for something.
Okay.
Maybe something Avengers related. It wouldn't have to be.
No.
It could be something DC, maybe Justice League.
Yeah.
But the problem with DC is that if I want something iconic from an iconic creative team at DC, it's got to be old DC.
We're speaking completely hypothetically here.
Well, then I want the Justice League of America from the old DC by Busiek and Perez.
There you go.
I'll tell you what I want.
Any way you want it,
buddy. I want a flashback story to the satellite era Justice League.
Ooh,
by Busiek and Perez.
That'd be fun. That would be Boosh. Fun. A lot of fun.
Elongated Man, Zatanna in that weird outfit.
Yeah, man.
You got all the icons. You got Adam Strange. You got Firestorm. What's not to love?
Fun stuff.
I would also love to see, even though I know he's fallen from our favor, Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale reunite to do another Batman.
Oh, Batman story.
Specifically a long Halloween.
Yeah, any Batman follow-up. Story. I'm completely in.
Or at least, you know, from that same era.
Yeah.
That Batman the Long Halloween is one of my favorite Batman stories ever told.
I need to revisit that. I haven't read it in a long time. I love it.
So
good. I just need to revisit it.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
And I would also love to see either James Robinson and Tony Harris, or James Robinson and Peter Snedberg reunite for something. It doesn't have to be Starman.
Okay, I thought you were going straight to Starman.
No, I just thought that like those teams worked so well together that I would love to see them do something great.
James Robinson's got a lot of extra time on his hands now.
It's true. He has left. He has left Earth too.
Yep.
I don't know what I'd like to see them do.
DC. Period.
I'll tell you. I would love to see the long promised, now impossible, I'm sure, Starman graphic novel. It was supposed to be an untold tale of Jack Knight going to Japan.
Sorry, buddy.
It'll never happen. Nope. But like they promised it for years and years and years, and it became more and more clear that it was never going to happen.
Yeah.
But I would love that to happen. And yeah, that's what I got.
I would like to see Alan Moore and Alan Davis reunite for more Captain Britain. I love the Alan Moore, Alan Davis, Captain Britain run. I loved it. I remember getting it when I was really young and just going, this is so weird. I think I hate this. No, I don't. I love it. I would like Arthur Adams to come back. And I got to throw in a vote for Chris Claremont because I want more Long Shot. I want Arthur Adams. Oh, that was Ann Nocenti. I'm wrong.
It was Ann Nocenti.
It was Ann Nocenti and Arthur Adams. But I want past Ann Nocenti, not the one that's writing Catwoman.
Yep. Your girlfriend, Ann Nocenti.
Ooh, she kind of... I would love to see John Romita Jr. drawing the Punisher again, because I love it when he draws the Punisher. I love how he draws him. Like, he's this big, stocky, linebacker-looking guy. Ugh. Gray and Palmiotti on Hawkman. Old school Hawkman, not the new one. I loved their Hawkman
their
run.
Their run is okay.
I loved it. It was brutal. It was so violent.
That reminds me, my fondest wish is to see an actual traditional JSA book by Jeff Johns and Leonard Kirk.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Because that whole series is good up until the point Johns leaves to do other stuff. And
it wandered off.
Keith Champagne guest writes. It's, yeah. But in the middle there, Steven Sadowski, the original artist, departs, and Leonard Kirk takes over, and he draws it for an extended length of time.
Where the hell is Leonard Kirk?
He draws X Factor.
Oh, that's right.
Or he was drawing X Factor.
He's not anymore, yeah. He was for a little bit there.
But those are some of my favorite comics of all time.
Mine too. Easily, mine too.
And as much as I enjoy Earth 2, not having the quote-unquote real JSA...
It's not the same.
How, like, seriously?
It's not the same, and it's hard to care.
How insulted do you feel that DC thinks, you gotta have Superman and Batman be the first? No.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Without the sense of legacy, DC universe is dead.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And to not have the JSA as part of it is a huge crime in my book.
Evan Dorkin, milk and cheese. I want more.
Yeah.
I don't care. I want more milk and cheese in any format. Charge me too much for it. I don't care.
Milk
I love
and cheese
it.
Is pretty great.
I would like to see Mike Mignola return to Rocket Raccoon. I think that would be interesting.
After his iconic four-issue series.
Yeah, he created the character.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mike Mignola created Rocket Raccoon.
No, Rocket Raccoon first appeared in like a Hulk magazine. I don't think Mike Mignola drew that.
Let's go to the Wikipedia.
I think Bill Mantlo created Rocket Raccoon. The writer.
Oh, weird. Keith Giffen.
Oh, that's right.
Created by Bill Mantlo and Keith Giffen.
Yeah. He first appeared in some Hulk magazine back when they did the Black and White magazine.
I still would like to see Mike Mignola return to it now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What he would do with it.
That would be great. I think whoever said Abnett and Lanning on Green Lantern Corps is genius.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And I don't care who draws it. Paul Pelletier is wonderful.
I would like them to come back and just give them any
Marvel
comic. But
Brad Walker, Kev Walker.
Yeah.
Any of the Walkers.
Any of them.
Just like Abnett and Lanning on a DC cosmic book. They wrote the Legion of Superheroes for a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Legion of Superheroes has not been that good since...
It was fantastic.
Since Giffen
that was a Legion
and Levitz
Lost
in the
where they started, 70s
and
right?
80s. They started with...
Oh, no. They started right before Legion Lost.
They started in the series proper... In a four-part crossover between Legion of Superheroes and its sister book, Legionnaires, that led to Legion Lost. That was drawn by Olivier Coipel.
That was the only time I've ever cared about the Legion.
And Legion Lost is so good.
It was amazing.
It's so good. And then they came back, and they actually did the ongoing Legion book for a while, and it's great.
Yeah, it was excellent.
It's really great.
It was really excellent. Final answer.
Final answer.
My final answer.
Your final answer.
You've already given like 50 answers.
Oh, shut your cake hole.
My final answer. Chuck Dixon, Larry Stroman, Alien Legion.
Womp womp.
Boom! Dark Horse owns the rights to this. Come on! Give it to me!
Enough about it.
Write Chuck
Legion
Dixon
already.
The damn check! Let's
I'm tired
do it!
Of hearing about it.
Oh, I love the Alien Legion. I want them back! I wish they never left. Ugh. Thank you for your answers, guys. It's always great to hear from you.
Who
guys
won?
And girls. Oh, yeah, we gotta do the count up. Let's see what we got here. Well, we know who the winner is. With 9 votes. Chris Claremont blows everyone away. Blows them away. Coming in second place, John Byrne with a whopping 3 votes, tied with Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale. Behind that, 2 for Paul Smith, 2 for Frank Miller, and then we got a bunch of ones. But Jesus Christ.
We stopped counting every... We didn't count every person.
I didn't count everyone. I only counted people that had more than one vote.
Yeah.
That's what I did. But dear God, had you told me that Chris Claremont was going to kill everybody in this, I would have said you were insane.
I'm stunned that Mark Waid didn't get more
votes. I thought
votes.
Mark Waid would have had more votes. I thought Walter Simonson would have had more votes.
Hmm.
I mean, that blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. Christopher Priest. Christopher Priest.
I would love to see Christopher Priest.
I want more Christopher Priest, either Quantum and Woody or Black Panther.
I would love to see Christopher Priest and Mark Bright come back to do Quantum and Woody.
Oh, man.
I am excited about the new Quantum and Woody.
I am too. And I think it's going to be fine.
But there's just something about that first series.
Yeah. Well, his Black Panther. I think I enjoyed his Black Panther more than I enjoyed Quantum and Woody. I loved it.
Oh, I mean, apples and oranges. I love
both. Yeah, different story.
But his Black Panther run is...
Incredible.
Joe Kelly on Deadpool.
Yeah. But they'd have to fix Deadpool first.
Yeah. No more of this Looney Tunes garbage.
Guys, thanks for your answer. Guys and girls.
We really could do this all day.
Although I don't think any girls answered a question this week.
No, not this week.
But please.
We appreciate you anyway.
We love the answers. Call us, guys. Seriously. I'm calling you new guys out. The first 4 dudes that hit us. give us a call. And
isn't
we want
it
to hear
fun
your voices.
To hear your voice?
Yeah.
You will be internet famous.
Yeah, we could out you as a nerd on the internet. It'd be
That's
great.
Right. Don't be self-conscious.
And of course, we'll be back.
If Wooly Toots can do it, you can do it.
He does it every week. We'll be back this weekend with another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comicast, in which we'll detail what went on here in the ziggurat while I was shirtless.
It's terrifying.
It was really something.